Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you're listening. It's October 19, 2016. It's Wednesday. And we're here to talk about you and your buckos and all points in between. We'll do the markets, the economy, jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit spending, scams, shams, corruption. But first, debates and elections. As elections have consequences. So, number one. Fox Business Network with Neil Cavuto or Fox News Channel, if you do not get it. Tonight, the debate, 9 o'clock. I'm sure there's going to be, they've been doing it all day, talking about it, yippee-yay-yay. And I have to tell you, I will be, well, let me say this. Normally, I'm live tweeting my sarcasm because you got to be sarcastic at this point in time. Think about it. Any one of us would be a better candidate than these two. Do you realize that? Any one of us would be a better candidate than these two. You have a psychopathic, habitual, crooked liar on the left, a sleazebag on the right. That's all. And by the way, when I use sleazebag, I'm not even talking about the nine women that came because that's he said, she said. I'm talking about making fun of a disabled person. I'm talking about making fun of John McCain. I'm talking about making fun of women's looks. And go on and on. How the hell did we get here? So now I'm going to get hate mail from the Trumpsters. I'm going to get hate mail from the left. But I don't care because you all got to admit I'm telling you the truth. So right now, she's way ahead. In case you guys don't know this, I'm about to tell you something. Donald Trump is not even spending money. Not even close to what Hillary Clinton is. Donald Trump is not campaigning enough in the important states. He's got no shot of winning the presidency. It's almost like he's trying to lose. You don't believe me? Go check it out. So now we have Hillary Clinton and another document dumped today. And you know what we found out today? They don't like blacks. They don't like Hispanics. They don't like anybody. They made fun of blacks today. They're bigots. They're racist, the whole Clinton team and Hillary Clinton. You know how they say Donald Trump's the racist and bigot? No, the racists and bigots are Hillary Clinton and their campaign. We have a video of a Democratic operative. Listen carefully. Because the media is not going to report this. visited the White House over 300 times. He's on video saying, oh, we easily can rig the elections, and we're going to. And the other thing we're going to do, we've done, is we've set people up at Donald Trump rallies to cause violence, to make him look bad. The White House even had to come out and denounce that. Media's not reporting it. So if form rings true, Hillary Clinton is your next president, and you don't need the prediction from me, right? 4 years of lying, cheating, thieving, stealing, and ripping off the taxpayer. Well, that's just on top of the last 8 years we've had, on top of the doofus the 8 years before that. So we'll have 20 years of doofuses, but this time we really have the big enchilada in the big crook, and you guys are voting her in. I hate to say this, Bernie Sanders would have been better. She's more socialist than Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders didn't create an entity that masqueraded as a foundation to help people. So that's tonight. We'll see what happens. I have no clue. Blah, 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 blah. Chris Wallace, I'm sure, will do a great job, but I should be moderating. I should be moderating because I wouldn't let him get away with crap. I wouldn't let him get away with it. But that's for another day. I'm just very mad at myself. I didn't lead a different path because I would have been president of the United States the next 4 years. It's so easy to run this country. But they're crooks and crooked and sleaze and want power. It's so easy to run this country. You know how you do it? You get out of the way of the great hardworking people of the country and let them work their tail off and let the economy grow left and right. Federal government spending $3.9 trillion this year. They spent $1.8 trillion in 2000. $2.1 trillion more than they did. What are we getting for our money? Zip! Anyway, you can see I'm incensed. You can see I'm frustrated. I don't think I'm alone. And I've stopped debating people because they're all insane. The Trumpsters don't want to see for what it is, and the Clinton lovers don't want to see it for what it is. And so I don't even debate people anymore. I don't even get into conversation with them anymore. Anyway, but I'll keep telling you what we think. We'll know more on November 8th. Tonight will be a debate. I'm sure I'll be throwing some comedy act into it. Follow me on Twitter. And if I use some four-letter words, don't be mad at me. And that's that. In the background of tonight, maybe they'll talk about debt and deficits. Maybe they'll talk about poverty and homelessness. Maybe they talk about the things that really do matter. But I doubt that'll happen. Maybe they should talk about immigration. You know, Hillary Clinton said she wants open borders. Open borders. I have a question. What the hell does that mean? And you guys are going to vote her in. Enjoy. Every one of it, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy. All right, let's get some aftermarket out of the way. And it's quite interesting because American Express reported in the aftermarket closed at 61.25. I have it at 64.70. It's up nicely, about 4%. You want to hear American Express's earnings? Earnings growth, zero. Sales growth, minus 5. United Rentals, that's up about 3.5%, 4% in the aftermarket. You ready for the earnings? Earnings growth, zero. Sales growth, down 3. eBay reported, earnings up 5, revenues up 6. At least it was up 5 and up 6. But they guided down, so eBay closed at 32.60. I got it at 29.90. And I got to mention Select Comfort closed at 21.5. I got it at 17.5. I believe, what do they make, mattresses? Yes, they do. They make mattresses. Earnings down 10, revenues down 2. So the kind of sort of bad earnings continues. Some stocks are gapping up, some aren't. Today, you had some good moves in some earnings names. Netflix, another 3 after yesterday. Goldman Sachs up another 2 after yesterday. Domino's Pizza up 5 after yesterday. So not bad there. And there's a lot more earnings to come out, ladies and gentlemen. A ton. Stay with us. Not only will we tell you, but we will interpret for you the reaction to it. And as always, we'll close our eyes, hold our nose, and pray. But the big picture is market remains range-bound, bouncing up a little bit the last couple of days. We'll go through all the sectors that we need to talk about today. We'll go through a bunch of areas. We'll do the market wrap. We'll do the movers of the day. And ladies and gentlemen, I have lots of stuff today. My dogs woke me up 4:30 in the morning. I couldn't get back to sleep. So I just started reading. I started sending what I was reading to my email box. And I have about 9 different things to cover, ladies and gentlemen, about what's going on in this world that I think are of import and have everything to do with you and your bucko. So as we stated, up next, market wrap, moves of the day, news of the day, and anything else I can think today. Thank you for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Culp. I'm your host. Serious talk on you and your buckos and all points in between with a little comedy injected, but we're dead serious about everything that's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. As we have told you on the show, we'll spend two more minutes on it. We cannot afford another 4 years of what we had the last 8 years. And I know you're not hearing about it from the media, but they are not your last line of defense. They are a bunch of sleazy, slimy, corrupt sycophants for the people they like and the destroyers of people they don't like. That's all they are. The bottom line is $9 trillion of new debt under Barack Obama gets the championship belt on it. We're now at $20 trillion. They had to print $5 trillion, 0% interest rates, just to have GDP at the worst over 8 years we have ever had. $9 trillion of new debt. That's your money, all of you. And now the big socialist is showing up, and taxes are going up on all of you. You better pray that the Republicans keep Congress. I think there's a chance Democrats get the Senate. Right now, it looks like the Republicans will keep Congress. Remember, power and money, this is all the woman cares about. I see her ads every day. Oh, 30 years caring about kids. She couldn't give a crap about kids. She's never done anything for anybody except her and her quasi-husband or whatever the hell he is. 1,460 days, can't wait. We'll be counting them down. All right, that all said, I'm done. Again, we'll be live tweeting tonight. Join me. I'm quite fetching and quite funny. Let us do today's more important market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. A little disappointing, and I'll explain why in a second. Dow up 40. In the Dow today, American Express up 1, Boeing up 1, Goldman Sachs almost up 2, Travelers up 1, Visa up 1. On the downside, Procter & Gamble 1, Intel down 2.25. The reason I say disappointed, I think the Dow was up 90-something at one time. S&P up 4, NASDAQ only up 2, NASDAQ 100 down 3, and the NASDAQ down 3. That Intel didn't help. Semiconductors were down. Advanced declines are pretty decent. Up-down volume pretty decent. New highs picked up a smidge, but not that much. Stories of the day. Number one, financials continue to have a relative bid, big financials. Comerica, which had this little breakout yesterday, up another $1.70 today, about 3%. As I mentioned, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan getting some of the back after its reversal. The regional banks had a good day today. I don't really see any news on why. They're saying earnings were good, but you know what? They weren't good. All their earnings are flat. These companies aren't growing, but they had good trading revenues. The problem with trading revenues, they could be fleeting. But anyway, the market likes the financials right now. Let me be clear and concise. There is no chance of the market cracking in a big way if financials do not go down. I saw that Harry Dent, again, for the 1,000th time, now he says the next 3 months are going to be really bad for the market. What about his 5,000 Dow call? What else? Oil's had a strong day. Oil prices are up nicely. As we have been telling you, oils have a relative bid, and a few of them are moving into new high ground. In fact, a few names did hit new highs today, yearly highs. Keep in mind, when I say yearly highs, they may be down 50% from a year and a half ago. But yearly highs matter. The only name I saw reported earnings was Halliburton, was up $2 today. So the oils are acting pretty decently in here. Just letting you know. What else stuck out for me? Airlines. We had said to you recently the airlines looked like they had the relative bid. They had another good bid today. American up a buck, Alaska up a buck, Delta up a buck, Spirit Air up almost $2, United Air almost up $2, so the airlines. Gold. As you know, we have been bearish on gold and silver. But in the last 3 days, we let you know we thought there was probably a little trade off of it. Why? They were both down to the 200-day moving average. And gold stocks have moved up about 5% in 2 days. But still in a downtrend. So maybe there's a little trade out of it. I don't know if I'd play it. I don't know what I'd do with it. Just letting you know. What else? I did mention oils, right? Yesterday, I did a little dissertation on the Netflix, the big gap up, and I told you what I was hoping for, and that is that it would sit around, do nothing. It was up $3 today, about 2.75%. Let's see how it trades from here. I think that baby's going to go higher. Domino's Pizza was up 12 yesterday and finished only up 7, got that other 5 back. That's in play also. And as we've told you, there are now a ton of earnings to come out. And let's hope we can find some leadership that we can sink the teeth in. Major indices remain this range-bound, nauseating, whatever you want to call it. I wish I had better news for you, but the Dow is in the midst of this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 week range under resistance and under the 50-day moving average, which means the S&P 500 is doing the same. The NASDAQ is sitting on the 50-day, but that's been under distribution. But the bottom line with the NASDAQ is Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Google going to report in the next week. That'll tell the tale, especially on the NASDAQ 100. The NYSE looks like the S&P and the Dow. So there's still plenty of work to do. On the other end of the spectrum, you know what had another bad day today? The consumer staples just acting very poorly. Food, drug, beverage, tobacco, household products. REITs going no place fast. Utilities going no place fast. We'd be careful with those areas. And again, this is not even a 50-50 market. It's about a 45-55, which means this is not an A to Z rally. Actually, it's not even been a rally for a bunch of weeks, but it's not an A to Z. So be careful. And if the Dow breaks 18,000 and the S&P breaks 2119, we'll be talking. And that's only 1% away. The interesting thing, feels like it's going to hold for now. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Up next on The Edge, more in the markets, news of the day, whatever else I can think of. Thanks for being with us. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center. where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Again, we will be live tweeting tonight this last debate as we head closer to November 8th. We are less than 3 weeks away, where we will vote in one of these two people. And I'm just going to stop it right there. I'm always asked, and it's an often asked question to many in Wall Street, what stocks or sectors do you take advantage of depending on who wins? And I don't know. How's that? I don't know. I really don't know. We'll see. How's that for an answer? We'll see. I get those that saying healthcare will get killed if Hillary Clinton's in. That if Trump gets in, buy like the coal stocks that have been hurt by the previous. Go on and on. Just watch the tape. We have no idea. I have an idea what the policies are going to be for, out of one. With Trump, he's been all over the map. I have absolutely no idea what his policies are. I know what's been stated, but I know it's also been changed. I do know versus Hillary Clinton, he says lower taxes, she says higher taxes. He says less regulation, she just wants to run the world. He wants to control the borders. She has been quoted by saying open borders. So we'll see. The biggest problem, as I said, Trump has is the simple fact. I don't think he's running a good campaign. There's no ground game, or at least a ground game that you compare to Hillary Clinton. And he's in the wrong states. So less than 3 weeks from today. And again, as I have stated to you, this is quite muy importante, but it's now out of our each and every one of our hands. We shall see how it goes. Today I read in the USA Today, we're getting right back on markets, that a couple of pundits were talking about how earnings are better than anybody thought or expected already, and this, that, and the other thing. They are making it up. Earnings stink. And when I say earnings, earnings growth. And when I say earnings, it's because a lot of companies continue to report what they call GAAP, General Accepted Accounting Principles. Sales growth, not good. And I'm not talking, there are companies that are doing well, but on the whole, as I mentioned to you early, American Express is up $3 for tomorrow on a sales growth number of -5%. That means in the ending September quarter this year, they did 5% less revenues than they did the year before. That is not good news. So I don't think anything has changed there whatsoever. Except central banks are still at the helm. It's still the easiest monetary policy in the history of time. We think that's what's backstopping any trouble right now. And again, very important. Financials have a bid. Oils have a bid. There is no chance of the major indices breaking down badly here unless they come in. I'm not allowed to guarantee, you know that. I can all but guarantee, just about guarantee, that the major indices will not crack without those two. And the semis, which, by the way, again, off of Intel, didn't get hit. They were down 8, finished only down 3, and off the 50-day moving average. But let me be clear. A break below the 50-day moving average on the semiconductors will be very, very important. The market would be losing one heck of a linchpin if that does occur. It has not happened as of yet, but Intel certainly does not help the cause. In the days ahead, we will get the rest of the names, Texas Instruments and the like, and we'll see how they react. The worry is, are we talking peak PEAK earnings as well as a dose of extended valuations because of all the buyouts? Something to watch, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, ninth inning, Cleveland's up 3-0 on Toronto. In Toronto, man on second. If Cleveland wins, they go to the World Series. Good year for that Cleveland team. Not a good year for my New York teams. And, of course, I head into New York Knicks season, which probably by the 8th game will know that they stink. Such is life. Other areas. Every sector we have told you, except for airlines, are still in what I call bearish shape of different consequence. And we ask you to heed that. It starts with all the interest rate sensitive areas, throw in housing, the consumer staples, a ton of the retail, a ton, the biotech, especially the big names, healthcare, for the most part, and then you're getting a lot of consumer names also. So just be aware again. Next, went through my bond inventory today. There's still not a lot of value. I still refuse to go more than 2 years out. Very tough to get yield. I went out 4 and 5 years to get any decent yield. You're still buying companies that are more risky than the grade A types. And of course, this is all because of the central banks. So just be careful. And please be careful of the bond funds. Manage them like they were stocks. You have to understand when things get icky, they'll clip those babies for 15, 20%. They did it in February until they started printing $2.5 trillion again. By the way, that's Europe and Japan. And again, the worry is diminishing returns in spite of everything they've done over the last two and a half years. In spite, markets have gone nowhere in the last two and a half years. Nowhere. You've had rolling bear markets in a bunch of sectors and rolling bullish markets in some sectors. So watch your P's and Q's. And do yourself a favor. Don't pay attention to anybody predicting. There were people out in droves today telling me, oh, we're definitely going to have an end of the year rally. Yes, they know that definitely there's an end of the year rally. So they took every dime they have and bought options, knowing we're going to rally going out 2 months. Doubt it. You all let the market decide. Or else. Insider buying and insider selling. Got nothing new. Last one we gave you was, I know we gave you Bank America, JP Morgan, Wins, Advanced Auto Parts, which isn't working. I'll figure out the other one in a second. Not much. Oh, Netflix. Correct. A little bit insider buying in Netflix, and boy, have they been correct. But not much else. And a lot of insider selling. Up next, news of the day. Got a bunch. And then we prep. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be live tweeting tonight at my Twitter feed. Enjoy. I'll be quite charming, as usual. Lots of news to discuss. First off, this is a surprise. Cash. The most recent survey of global fund managers conducted by Bank of America Merrill Lynch found that cash holdings averaged 5.8% of portfolios in October, up from 5.5% the prior month. This level ties July's cash rate in the survey taken on the heels of the Brexit vote. Before 2016, cash levels hadn't reached these heights since November 2001 in the aftermath of the September 11th terror attack. Interesting. That may be good news. Next, China announced GDP, 6.7%, but it's a lie. There is no way that a country that big every quarter can be 6.5% to 7%. They're lying. Wouldn't trust the thing coming out of their mouths. Case closed. Next, well, may I just read this for you? Medicare, you ready? Spent $359 million on unnecessary chiropractic care in 2013, just 2013. They say all chiropractic care after the first 30 treatments were unnecessary. $359 million. How many homeless kids could that help? Seriously. Let's make everything free so everybody can abuse it. And then we really go broke. Anyway, that's just 1 year, $359 million, yay. Social Security, cost of living increase was worth about $5. Just letting you know. Iran, you know that country we did this great deal with because they were going to treat us so much better and everything's going to be great? Iran just handed two Iranian Americans 10-year prison sentences. You know what they did? Nothing. Nothing. You know what we're doing about it? Nothing. One of the men is 80 years old, and he was a former UNICEF official. UNICEF he worked for. Jail for 10 years. Let's do another deal with Iran. So they could kick us up the arse. I was careful. How about a little more Social Security? Maximum earnings subject to the payroll tax is now going up 7.3% to $127,200 from $118,500. So that means you're paying an extra 7.5% tax, payroll tax. Now, I just want to know something. You know, we never used to pay taxes on our Social Security. You know that. That we got paid out on. This is a different story. Clinton and Gore started that. And, of course, the amount of earnings subject to the Social Security tax started at nothing. It's now $127,200. Do you know why? Because the scumbags in Washington, D.C. stole all the money. There is no money in Social Security. The only way anybody gets paid out now is from today's workers. You people that are getting paid out your money right now, it was stolen. And all there is IOUs. And that's why they keep raising Social Security taxes and keep raising them and keep raising them. Let's keep voting all these politicians in, by the way. Just saw that there's a celebration. I got an invitation of Charles Rangel, 50 years in politics. Another crook. Guess who's one of the host committee people? Greg Meeks. Another crook. I just love what's... These people are running our country. Greg Meeks started a charity, collected a bunch of money for Hurricane Katrina, not one dime's accounted for, all gone. Corrupt sleaze. No, really. Read up about, when you got a chance, Robert Creamer. He's the guy that just stepped down from a Democratic thingamabob. Visited the White House 342 times and was one of these people caught on video. God, I love these videos. I love these videos. When you have a chance, go check them out, because guess what? Media's not going to report it. He admitted in the video that part of a leftist movement to rig elections, though Obama was whining about... Donald Trump whining about rigged elections. Don't you love that? By the way, this is all in the news. No, just kidding. It's here, because the news ain't reporting it. So when you have a chance, look that up. And of course, we told you about the doofuses that were actually trying to cause riots at Trump rallies in order to make them look bad. And then have the media say, look how bad it is over at Trump rallies. But, of course, the media knew all this and is not reporting it. So we're reporting it for you. And that is our optimistic news of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know what the good news is? We're all going to wake up tomorrow and try to do better for ourselves and our families in spite of everything. Just keep that in mind. And keep your chin up, and hopefully one day we'll get some real heroes to start running this country the way it's supposed to. In our name, not theirs. You'll have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.